Representative Hickman.
Not to throw a wrench into all of this, but wouldn't it seem that the Department of Health and Human Services, who has the Division of Environmental Disease Control and Prevention, and CDC is in the Department of Health and Human Services here, and its primary responsibility outside of foodborne illnesses, but although it still has some responsibility around monitoring foodborne illnesses with its health inspection program, why isn't the Department of Health and Human Services the lead agency? I understand that this department oversees the Board of Pesticides Control, but we're discussing another bill that has to do with taking certain regulatory action away from this department because it applies to something that that department, Health and Human Services, oversees the entire program. And this doesn't seem to me like something that this department should take. The Commissioner of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, to me, shouldn't be taking the lead on this. It should be the Commissioner of Health and Human Services. And so I'm confused about why this is before us in this way if this is the policy of the state as drafted.
Would you like to respond to that, Mr. Jennings?
Well, I think they are the lead agency with respect to
declaration.
Yeah, right. And they are the ones who decide when it's critical. That's the role they want. We hope to have Dr. Sears here today, but he was in Prescott. The reason that in most states the authority to intervene in pest control related matters lies with the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Forestry, in this case they're both combined, is because that's where the entomologists are and that's where the expertise for doing pest control activities do. So both agencies need to work very closely together. DHHS is going to decide when something needs to happen. Then they're going to work closely with the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry to figure out what should happen and how it should happen.
Other questions? Comments? One thing is where we are today anyway, we don't have a senator, so we can't take a vote on anything. So I would suggest that we'll probably have to have another work session on this schedule so we can look at it in. And I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe with some of the things you've heard from us today, you might be able to tweak this and bring it back to us,
absolutely.
If that's possible.
And to the extent you have any other concerns that aren't addressed in this bill, I think what the department tried to do was make it clear in the first section that job one is to try to make sure we can, or to the extent feasible, to try to prevent mosquito-borne disease without the use of pesticides. And to study all of those things that are underway in terms of research and ways that you might be able to accomplish that. But if there are other things that the committee feels that would strengthen this bill and make it so that it's something that the legislature feels comfortable with and the public's going to feel more comfortable with, then absolutely, I believe we are interested in those comments and would try to incorporate them.
Are there other comments, suggestions at this point in time? And no, I'm not calling on you. Yes, Representative Hickman.
I think that my comment remains, but I also think that the powers are too broad here, and they need to be restricted in the amendments that we agree to or don't agree to. But I'll think about it. This is the first time I'm seeing this. I just think that this is too broad, and things need to be restricted.
Well, certainly if there are some comments you want, certainly get them to the department. Otherwise than that, nothing we can really do with it today, but I think we...
So the concern about overriding the will of a municipality is the key one you want to see addressed.
I think that needs to be addressed. I think that, you know, maybe even the terminology in there about contingency contracts, that gives the state the authority to have a contingency contract so that either towns or state or mosquito districts or whatever the situation is will have the ability to on a fast track be able to spray, because that's, I don't know if that's addressed in here, but it sounds like we're almost in the same boat we were before. If we don't have a contingency contract and an emergency is declared, we still don't have anybody to come in and spray on a timely basis, maybe. So that should probably, in my estimation, be in the contract. I also understand where Representative Hickman's coming from, the lead aspects, and maybe that can somehow be addressed more clearly, that the lead in declaring the emergency, and it may actually be here, but is there with the authority then residing with the department to carry out any contract issues, management strategies, or whatever the case may be. At least that might address that particular issue.
And hopefully Dr. Sears might be available when the next work sessions.
And we'll ask Karen. Yes.
One thing I wanted to bring to the committee's attention is that that amendment proposed by the department is a lot like a bill you had in the first regular session, LD 292, an act to protect the public health from mosquito-borne diseases. This is kind of a new one on me, and I mean, given some of the legislation I've seen, the second regular Joint Rule 217, which, you know, measures rejected at a prior session if they're properly before the body in the second regular session, and it's also been my experience that the slightest minor change can make it that different. So that's just sort of one thing that came to my mind that
I understand that, but also this is something that's basically 292 directed as a resolve to come up with this, and then the report, as I understood, we had the authority to report out a bill from the report, and so we've kind of come in a way kind of cyclic. So this would be the bill, even though it is different because the 292 ended up being the resolve to come back with this.
True.
That would be the
as originally drafted.
Right.
They're virtually the same, but outcome was a resolve.
Yeah. So I would assume, to me, that would make it enough different. I hope, if we needed to get it in, is all. That would be at least my argument if I had to go argue it someplace. So, are there other questions or concerns at this moment that we need to address with this issue? And we'll schedule another work session on it and go there. No, there's nothing else. No, we can't take a vote on anything. There's nothing to, you know, ups or downs. So I'll close the work session on the mosquito report. And with that, thank you, everyone, for being here this afternoon and your patience. And with that, I'll turn it back to Karen. Is there anything else we have for housekeeping details?
No. I believe you all got a copy of a more extended schedule. It goes out to the February 14th, I believe. The only sort of disclaimer is that the public hearing schedule is firm. But the work sessions, as you know, may come and go, but hopefully we will stick with that schedule. But if you're handing it out to a constituent or something, and if it's a work session on a certain date, you may want to double check as you get closer to that date that things didn't get moved around. So, and is it 2:00 on Tuesday? Is it the George Mitchell?
Right. So 2:00 on Tuesday is when the session starts. So with that, motion to adjourn. Even though I don't know if we can just go ahead and do that. There's no Senator, so we're stuck here. We can't vote. All right. We're out of here.